you're younger, going downtown Slinger, what it was like for people that are in high school today.
Well, you could go to the hardware store at Hilden Kramer's. You go across the street to the grocery store that had all of your basic needs. Down the street was the baker shop, the meat market, furniture store. Further down the street, another grocery store. Had shoe stores on Main Street. In the other direction, out towards the park, were the appliance store. The post office was in that area at one time. There was a telephone office where you would go and pay your bills. So a lot of changes. And since I grew up on a farm, I would get to ride along with my dad or grandpa to the feed mill, which was located out near the railroad tracks. So quite a few changes from when I was a child to where we are now.
So you did some research on the school history for 150th history book. I'm sure there's been some things that have stood out to you. Could you describe the audience a few things, either whether it's with the buildings or the leadership or just the district in general that you've learned through the process of doing the writing of the article for the 150th book?
One thing, the first thing that stood out is we always referred to that old high school building as the 1922 building, and in doing my research, I found out that it was never built until 1924. And if we looked at the nameplate above the door on the high school, although it was in Roman numerals, it actually was 1924. The other thing that I noticed as a pattern throughout all of the research is all of the growth and building. There was a lot of struggle. It took over 11 years before they could add the home ec and agriculture, industrial arts wing to the building. But that was during the wartime also, so there was some reason why that was delayed. Some of the referendums passed quickly. Others, they struggled and had a lot of defeated referendums. So there was a lot of growth. And my particular generation, I think, was mid to end of the baby boomers. And so I experienced a lot of the growth in the district building-wise. We were the first class to complete 4 complete years at the high school building. I spent my second grade class at Lakeview School because it was overcrowded. They built that first wing on the elementary building in 55, and already in 57 they had to build more rooms on. Some of that was because the local one-room schools were closing at that time. But the one consistent thing I think is there was always community involvement. The community was involved. Some of the meetings in the old high school, before they even built that old high school, they had to move to the Strand Theater because they couldn't accommodate them in the school building. But you have to remember there wasn't a gymnasium at that time either, so trying to get them into a classroom. But the votes were, according to the votes, there could have been 300 people at those meetings.
So, do you get a sense that the community of Slinger has always supported schools in general, or did you find patterns that you said there was a challenge there? And so, was it just a challenge to get the new buildings, or a challenge in other ways?
The community supported it, although when it hits the dollar amount, I think is when the challenges would come out. And as the district grew, you were getting people from a much larger area than just the village of Slinger that were involved in the votes.
Is there anything, so we're doing this 150th, is there anything that stands out? A county fair?
I was involved with County Fair through 4-H during my probably junior high and senior high years. At that time, we didn't have a lot of social contact with our classmates during the summer, and County Fair kind of hit midway in the summer, so it was kind of a nice time to get together with friends that you didn't see all summer long. It's just a freedom type experience for you, and So it was a nice event.